USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Latecomer to the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg, has qualified to be on the debate stage tonight with the other candidates in Nevada. Although he's being accused by President Trump in a tweet of illegally buying the Democratic nomination, and fellow Democrats are making similar accusations.
Bloomberg has spent $450 million of his own money on ads, and it's paying off. In the Super Tuesday state of Virginia, he's now tied for the lead with Bernie Sanders.
Anybody here worth $60 billion, you can run for president, and you can buy the airwaves. My friends, that is called oligarchy, not democracy.
Sanders, who's leading in Nevada, has recently been engaging in a full battle with Bloomberg.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who's now a free man. Blagojevich had been sentenced in late 2011 to 14 years in prison on charges of extortion and corruption. He'd been a contestant on Trump's reality TV show, Celebrity Apprentice. Following his release overnight, he told reporters,
like I said, profoundly grateful. He's got obviously a big fan in me. And if you're asking me what my party affiliation is, I'm a Trumpocrat.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik, who pleaded guilty to felony charges involving tax fraud and making false statements to federal investigators. Kerik served about 3 years in prison. More rains in the forecast for parts of the South already hit hard by flooding. Another 5 inches of rain possible this week in areas that have already seen up to 7 inches in the past 10 days. They say the hardest hit areas could be eastern Louisiana to west Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Utah lawmakers approving a bill that effectively decriminalizes polygamy. The measure passed by the state Senate unanimously yesterday reduces the penalty for plural marriage from a third-degree felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison to a fine of up to $750,000. The Southern Baptist Convention expelling a Texas church. Ranchland Heights Baptist Church in Midland was disfellowshipped by the SBC's executive committee during a meeting in Nashville yesterday. That after the church hired a registered sex offender as a pastor. Encouraging news about NASCAR driver Ryan Newman. He remains hospitalized after that fiery crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. Newman is in serious condition, but family members say he's alert and he's able to speak. His injury is not life-threatening. NASCAR issuing a statement from Newman and his family thanking well-wishers for their thoughts and prayers. And a new study finds that most country music fans want equal radio play for women artists. It's a study done by CMT finding 84% of those surveyed want the equal play on the radio for women. 70% say they want to have more female artists in country music. That study released yesterday, about a month after CMT put what the cable channel called a 50-50 video airplay initiative into effect. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.